Thank you for each coming out this night. And as we come here, we come to hear the Word of God preached through one of His servants. So I ask that you give your careful and your prayerful attention to our brother, Elder Jim Yates.
Thank you, Brian. Good evening. I don't want you all to get too settled in because you're not going to be here that long tonight. I was wondering if you ever stopped to wonder just about how many prayers were offered by the Christians in the Middle East for safety. You know, the ISIS has decided that they need to eliminate a lot of our Christians there. When they go to their jobs or shopping, or even in the safety of their own homes, it's not really safe. And it must be a great toll, physically and spiritual, of their lives every day to have to live the way they do concerning their safety. We can only imagine what that type of life could be. We only imagine what their daily activities are. And we can only imagine until it hits closer to home. A couple of weeks ago, Wanda was watching TV in the evening. I was trying to get my thoughts together for tonight. When the phone rang and informed us that our son John was being held hostage with some others by a man with a gun. Now, I know John's pretty smart, and he wouldn't do any stupid thing to cause any problem. But I have no idea what those other people in there that was being held hostage is going to do, or what the man with the gun is going to do. As we watch the news on TV, we see that they, for no reason whatsoever, start shooting. This morning, in Brian's sermon, he mentioned a TV show. I have one that I watch once in a while called Alaska, the Last Frontier. And it is the last of the second and third generation people up there that homesteaded up there many years ago. and that their everyday life. They live basically off of the land with fishing and hunting. They grow a few crops. They have a few chickens. And it seemed like one of the men, I missed part of it, but I think he was out hunting. And he slipped and fell off a 40-foot cliff. He broke 25 bones. They showed a picture of his x-ray. It looked like he just all kinds of wire and nails and screws and nuts and bolts and everything else. You just couldn't hardly believe it. And they had his wife on there. And she said, "No wife should ever have to take a phone call like that." And I thought, no parent should have to take a phone call like we did. We were asked to call the rest of our family and notify them. To get some prayers going on their behalf. And the message, I guess, was taken to our local mail group and Facebook. How many prayers were offered up for that situation, I have no idea. How many prayers I offered for the next long, long hours, I have no idea. I prayed for the safety of our son and those with him. I prayed for the police officers in charge. And I prayed that all would be able to go home that night to their families safe and sound. Finally, what seemed like forever, only about 4 hours, we had a phone call and told us that all was safe and sound and everybody was going home. My prayers immediately changed. From a prayer of need and safety to prayers of thanksgiving. And I thank each one of you who knew about the situation that John was in, as well as the others, and prayed for him so quickly. We know that there is great power in combined prayer. It was proven that night that that was so. I'd like to go to Alma. Page 325. Alma 540, page 325, read the 40th verse. Asking for whatever things ye stand in need, both spiritual and temporal, always returning thanks unto God for whatsoever things ye do receive. Give thanks. I do and did. And there's no doubt in my mind that, as I said, our combined prayers were heard and answered quickly. Though it seemed like forever, for one or not. It's a great comfort to know that there is someone where we can turn to in time of need. And to know that we will receive an answer or a blessing of some kind. What we receive may not always be what we think we want. But God knows what we stand in need. And He will give us that. We need to endeavor to be worthy every day, to be able to receive answers to our prayers, and to remember, as it says in Luke 12:48, unto whom much is given, of him much is required. We need to be always striving to keep the commandments of God, to keep a clear path to God, so that when our times that we had in our lives, when we need a quick answer to our prayer, that there's no stumbling blocks or problems within our communication between us and God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. But it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for him, for them that love him. That is a good reason to keep our prayer line open at all times. In Alma, page 333, Alma 7:42-43. Therefore, prepare ye the way of the Lord. For the time is at hand that all men shall reap the reward of their works according to that which they have been. If they have been righteous, they shall receive the salvation of their souls according to the power and deliverance of Jesus Christ. For those who do not strive to keep the commandments laid down for all men to follow, they too shall receive something, that which man's mind cannot comprehend. And it shall be something that they never thought would happen to them. Let's go to page 119 in the Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi 8:49, one short verse. 2 Nephi 8:49. Woe unto the wicked, for they shall perish, for the reward of their hands shall be upon them. I don't think they'll like the reward. Go to Alma, page 431. Alma 16. I'm going to read the 237th and 8th verse. And now, my beloved brethren, I desire that you should remember these things, that ye should work out your salvation in fear before God, and that ye should no more deny the coming of Christ, and ye contend no more against the Holy Ghost, but that ye receive it and take upon you the name of Christ, that ye humble yourselves even unto the dust and worship God in whatsoever place ye may be in spirit and in truth, that ye might live in thanksgiving daily for the many mercies and blessings which he does bestow upon you. Yea, and also exhort you, my brethren, that ye be watchful to prayer continually. What we're talking about tonight, that ye may not be led away by the temptation of the devil, that he may not overpower you, that ye may not become his subjects in the last day, for behold, he rewardeth you no good. All through the Bible and Book of Mormon, we read of the necessity of prayer. We see the blessings of those who believe in prayer. In both books, we see where Jesus spent much time in prayer with his Father. Page 649, 3 Nephi 8, 16 to 19. 3 Nephi 8, 16 to 19. Here we see Jesus praying for the multitude. And when he had said these words, He himself also knelt down upon the earth. Behold, he prayed unto the Father, and the things which he prayed cannot be written. And the multitude did hear and record which heard him. After this manner they did bear record, that eye hath never seen, neither hath ear heard before, so great and marvelous things as we saw and heard Jesus speak unto the Father. And no tongue can speak, neither can it be written by any man. Neither can the hearts of men conceive so great and marvelous things as we both saw and heard Jesus speak. And no one can conceive the joy which filled our souls at the times we heard him pray for us unto the Father. Jesus was praying for the multitude there, just as we do from time to time, whether it be one or several who are in need. All you have to do is to listen to one of our prayer services or sacrament service. You've got a list that long of brothers and sisters who stand in need. I told you I wasn't going to keep you very long, and I'm not. But once more, I would like to thank each one of you who were aware of John's dangerous situation and the prayers you offered up on his behalf and the others that was with him. I thank you for your time, and may God bless each and every one of you. May we live a life to be worthy to present to him and to receive answers to our prayers. I thank you very much.